Made crystal and pewter by monochrome light, the Velox drops silently into the bowl of Crater Swift, settling on the surface of Terra's moon. Puffs of lunar dust billow gently in the low gravity, scattered by the retrothrusters on the underside of the heavy gun cutter. Despite a name that in high Gothic conjured thoughts of speed and sleekness, the Velox was more akin in its design to a bolter or an engine part. She was not a lovely vessel, and did not have grace about her. The ship was a lesser cousin to the massive frigates that patrolled Terra's Lagrange points, a bulky craft that resembled an ingot of battered steel. But the Velox was carefully nondescript, forgettable, and that in itself was a kind of perfection. Two halves of a thick dome emerged from the edges of Crater Swift, quickly rising to meet and form a roof over the basin. As they came together, air flooded into the sealed space. It was a wasteful, showy use of atmosphere, but as in many things so close to the seat of the Imperium, the presentation of these details was sometimes more important than the reality behind them. A ramp unrolled from the Velox's ventral hull, and presently three figures disembarked. Bringing up the rear were a man and a woman clad in tactical carapace shells, their armour not the dull green of the Emperor's army, but a slate tone darker than the surrounding lunar regolith, highlighted with gold detail. They carried themselves like professional soldiers, with a measure of swagger leavened by wariness, their hands never straying too far from the high-spec las pistols holstered at their hips. Both would have been more at ease carrying their usual shoulder arms, but their mission commander had insisted that they were to show decorum on Luna. Coming armed for war did not communicate the required degree of respect. The woman's name was Kelvin. Born on distant Shenlong, she was still new to the glitter and majesty of the inner Imperium, and she could not stop herself from looking through the dome to see the great tower rising up from the sea of crises beyond it. The somnus citadel shone like a bright dagger against the black sky. Vasado was her male compatriot, and he too was daunted by what lay around him. But unlike Kelvin, Vasado concealed his misgivings beneath a layer of practiced disdain. They exchanged looks as they reached the foot of the ramp and took defensive positions around the figure beneath the hooded black cloak who had led them here. From the folds of that velvet mantle emerged strong, athletic hands. The head beneath the hood rose, and the dark material rolled back of its own accord to reveal a woman's face. In other circumstances, some would have called her a beauty, even with the faint tracery of a sword-cut scar visible across her cheek. But her eyes, dark chips of amber forever narrowed in dismay, were those of a killer. Purple-black hair, once long and flowing but now close-cropped, framed her face. She wore a band of metallic cloth that sat across her high forehead. The woman knew this place intimately. For years it had been the closest thing she had to a home. In the halls of the Somnus Citadel, she had found something close to a family. All gone now, swept away in a tide of change forced upon her by circumstance, by her own sense of right and wrong. Coming back stirred a peculiar mix of emotions, all marbled with regret. She did not allow any of that to show. She kept it locked away behind a schooled, steady expression, because she knew that they were being watched. A bow, then. She went down on one knee to the great red-gold sigil of the Imperial Aquila that dominated the far wall of the crater bay. A moment later, a hatch in the stone wall spat vapour and rumbled open, to reveal a cohort of women in golden armour and chainmail. Many showed only the upper half or a quarter section of their faces behind gorget grills that resembled castle gates. All had swords and ornate guns at rest upon their hips. The Sisters of Silence had decided to grace them with their presence. They were the Emperor's most fearsome witch-seekers. A cadre of women recruited from across known space, taken from orphanages and trained to be superlative killers. Their name came from their oath of tranquility, a vow given freely on ascension from novice to full sisterhood, never to speak aloud until their duty ended. They were as vital to the Imperium as the great warlords of the Legiones Astartes, but for different reasons. Each of the sisters was the possessor of a pariah gene, each a psychic null, whose existence made no impact on the great unseen ocean of the warp, where the inchoate energy of all living spirits was said to reside. They were the antithesis of the gifted psychers who served as navigators, astropaths, and librarians in the Emperor's name. Their presence alone was enough to torment a being with psionic talents. Thus, they were the best equipped to hunt down and terminate any mind witches and renegade psychers who might threaten the stability of the Imperium.